Billing platform partners JP Morgan Payments. Cloud-based monetization company Billing Platform has partnered with JP. Glia launches generative AI tools for FIS. U.S.-based customer interaction company Glia has announced the launch of new generative AI tools to help financial institutions, FIS, drive efficiency and better the customer experience. Adam Bank raises £100 million in new equity. UK-based Adam Bank has announced that it raised £100 million in new equity supported by three of its long-standing shareholders. Molly secures a payment institution license in the UK from the FCA. Netherlands-based payment service provider Molly has secured a payment institution license in the UK from the Financial Conduct Authority. Bigo partners with Checkout.com and Visa. Tech company Bigo has announced a partnership with Checkout.com and Visa to transform cross-border payouts for content creators in the UK, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. Mbank partners with Lulu Exchange. The Almeria Community Bank has announced its partnership with Lulu Exchange in order to offer customers in the region digital remittances and account deposits. Intuit launches e-commerce solutions for QuickBooks Online. U.S.-based Intuit has announced the launch of new e-commerce capabilities for QuickBooks Online aiming to improve inventory management for small businesses. Apple launches Tap to Pay on iPhone in Ukraine. Apple has enabled Tap to Pay functionality on iPhones in Ukraine, allowing the use of iPhones as payment terminals in the country. I2C extends partnership with Payfare. I2C has announced the expansion of its partnership with Payfare in order to expand financial access and provide faster payouts for gig workers in Canada and the UK. MasterCard and Eden Bull introduce spend management for SMEs. Fintech Eden Bull has teamed up with MasterCard to launch an AI-backed card and spend management platform for SMEs. Generations Federal Credit Union launches BNPL solution. U.S.-based Generations Federal Credit Union, GFCU, has launched GenPay, a buy now, pay later, BNPL, solution, in collaboration with Equipify. Verif upgrades its IDV solution. Estonia-based Verif has announced significant updates to its fully automated IDV product, aiming to offer improved speed, scalability, and overall conversion. PayPal receives approval for crypto operations in the UK. PayPal has been registered by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, to offer crypto asset services in the UK. SNB moves CBDC into production on SIX Digital Exchange. The Swiss National Bank is to issue its first real wholesale digital currency for tests with SIX commercial banks operating on the distributed ledger platform of SIX Digital Exchange. Visa trials tokenized deposits for eHucked pilot program. Visa has Dix lost the findings of a pilot test of tokenized deposits for B2B payments with HSBC and Hang Seng Bank as part of trials of an eHK CBDC program. Remittance app Sendwave hit with CFPB penalty. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has slapped the operator of remittance app Sendwave with a $1.5 million penalty for deceiving users about the costs and speed of international transfers. European Payments Initiative closes acquisition of Ideal and Payconic. The European Payments Initiative, EPI, a bank-backed venture that was initially set up to build a rival to MasterCard and Visa in Europe, has completed the acquisition of Dutch payment scheme Ideal and Luxembourg's Payconic. Nuve and American Express join forces on a two-way payments between merchants and customers. Pay with Bank Transfer, powered by American Express, PWBT, announces it has selected Nuve Corporation, Nuve, NASDAQ, NVEI, TSX, NVEI, the Canadian fintech company, as its first acquirer authorized to promote and sell PWBT's open banking-enabled payment method. Netspend and RV Worldwide combine as Oro. Netspend and RV Worldwide announced today they have completed the integration of their key strategic assets and formed a new global financial services, loyalty and technology solutions parent company named Oro. iFinancial rolls out Universal Payments Hub. International Financial Systems, iFinancial, the London-based author of financial software solutions, announces the Universal Payments Hub, UMH, as a replacement for its existing SWIFT message screening service that currently forms an integral part of its anti-money laundering solution, AMLTRAC. Kuwait International Bank strikes 7-year deal with Visa. Kuwait International Bank, KIB, a leading financial institution in Kuwait, proudly announces a groundbreaking strategic growth partnership with Visa, the global leader in digital payments. Now MoneyScore's new investment round appoints new CEO. Leading payroll and remittance platform, Now Money has closed a new financing round led by Dubai-based entrepreneurs Mark Nutter and Nicholas Andine. Mali awarded payment institution license in the UK. Today Mali, one of the fastest-growing payment service providers in Europe, announced it has been granted a payment institution license in the UK by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Abby Cross appoints ex-American Express VP of FX and Global Payments as Chief Commercial Officer. Abby Cross, the world's first wholesale FX platform focused on improving the payment market infrastructure for emerging market currencies, has appointed Olan Carrison as Chief Commercial Officer based in London. Faro Payment Science raises $3 million in seed funding. Faro Payment Science, Faro, is delighted to announce the successful closure of a $3 million seed round from Coatue, Volta Ventures, and Antler. HKEX works on integrated fund platform. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, HKEX, is pleased to announce today, Thursday, that it is developing an integrated fund platform for the distribution of retail funds, supporting Hong Kong's continued role as a regional and global wealth management center. ADX teams with HSBC on the introduction of digital bonds. Abu Dhabi Securities Exchange, ADX, and HSBC Bank Middle East Limited, HSBC, are working together in the first regional collaboration of its kind to develop digital fixed income securities, paving the way for the introduction of a broader array of capital market use cases in the Middle East. With Intelligence acquires Folio Metrics. With Intelligence, the leading provider of investment intelligence for allocating, fundraising and business development, today announces the acquisition of Folio Metrics, an established provider of CRM and research management solutions for hedge funds and other investment firms. Delta Capita launches Cyber Practice. Delta Capita, a leading global capital markets consulting, managed services and technology provider, today announces the launch of its new cyber practice and the rollout of multiple new services to help clients strengthen their cyber defenses. Revolut hires former Deutsche Bank regulatory lead as UK CEO. Revolut has drafted in Francesca Carlesi, a fintech founder and former Deutsche Bank and Barclays executive, as its new UK chief executive as it continues its long quest for a banking license. FCA introduces additional guidance to help crypto firms comply with promotion rule. Following a change in legislation, crypto assets promotions targeting UK consumers now fall within our remit. AFME calls for changes to EU open finance proposals. AFME has responded to the European Commission's consultation on a legislative proposal to open up access to financial data, FIDA proposal. ADGM introduces DLT Foundations regime. The Registration Authority, RA, of Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, officially released the Distributed Ledger Technology, DLT, Foundations Regulations 2023, marking a significant milestone in the evolution of digital assets regulatory frameworks across the region and at an international level. Key takeaways from Money 2020. Last week, I attended one of the payment industry's premier annual events, Money 2020 in Las Vegas. SBI Card and Reliance to launch a co-branded credit card. India-based credit card issuer SBI Card has partnered with retail company Reliance to launch a co-branded credit card on India's RuPay payment network. Adyen teams with Plaid for Pay by Bank rollout in North America. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading businesses, is pleased to announce its Pay by Bank services in North America will launch in early 2024 in partnership with Plaid, the digital finance innovator that makes it easy, safe, and reliable for people to connect their financial data to apps and services. Westpac to acquire health payments provider HealthPoint. Westpac has entered into an agreement to acquire electronic health claims processing business, HealthPoint. Billing platform signs JP Morgan. Billing platform, the enterprise revenue lifecycle management platform for today's innovative business models, today announced a strategic partnership with JP Morgan Payments to support the billing needs across its business units. Payments Canada selects NEXI to ensure RTGS resilience. Payments Canada, the organization responsible for Canada's payment clearing and settlement infrastructure, has selected NEXI to further enhance the resilience of Lynx, Canada's high-value payment system. Payments Canada taps NEXI to boost RTGS system's resilience. Payments Canada, the organization responsible for Canada's payment clearing and settlement infrastructure, has selected NEXI to further enhance the resilience of Lynx, Canada's high-value payment system. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.